I'm Allison Jacobson, a transformational coach for women in midlife who are ready to rediscover who they were before they took on the roles of mom, partner, caregiver, and manager of everyone in the family. Women who are ready to live out their dreams but don't know or are afraid to take those first steps. I want to help you make midlife the time when you achieve all of your goals. So let's get started. Hi, everybody. Thanks for joining me. I'm your host, Allison Jacobson. And if you're new to this podcast, I talk about all things midlife and how to make it the best chapter of your life. I have solo episodes and also guests who will inspire you with their incredible achievements in midlife, as well as experts to help us become the best versions of ourselves. And if you like what you hear, please subscribe and leave a review, as this will help other women find us. So 2024 is coming fast. My one question to you is, do you want it to be just like 2023 was, and the year before that, and the year before that? I hope not. I hope you're ready to do more, have more, be more. Now, you probably have a bunch of reasons why you've stayed in the same place year after year, getting up, doing the same thing, going to the same job. But the reality is they're excuses. When your desire becomes larger than your excuses, that's when you'll start achieving more. More money, more success, a more loving relationship. And you might be thinking, Allison, you don't know what's going on in my life. There are legitimate reasons why my life has been in a holding pattern, and you have no idea what you're talking about. Listen, we all have stuff in our life, and there will never be the perfect time to do something. You'll always find an excuse why you need to wait to build or open your business, but that's simply procrastinating. Even if you're caring for someone who's ill or you're in the midst of the parenting years, you can always create more abundance and success in your life. And the reality is, it doesn't start with doing anything. It actually starts with your mindset. And it took me a long time to learn that. When I was getting my coaching business up and running, I just thought if I could create more ads, if I could do more videos, if I could send out more emails, that my business would grow faster. Now, at the same time, when I was building my business, I was caring for my son with intellectual disabilities, my husband with primary progressive MS, and my mom who lives with us. Plus, I had two daughters who needed my time. So I had a lot of stuff going on. But I was sure I could just keep doing more. But the problem was, in the back of my head, my thought was, I'm never going to build my business because I don't have enough time. I really thought I was in this cycle that I was never going to be able to get out of. And it wasn't until I started working with coaches and reading about manifesting and mindset that things started clicking and my business grew. I really want you to hear this. You can work around the clock. Until you change your mindset, though, you're not going to succeed. You just can't. And that's what manifesting is about. You need to feel you are already where you want to be. And this is so true, especially when it comes to your financial goals. I'm going to tell you a little bit about my story. In 2009, my life was a shit show. I went through a long divorce. My ex had run up a great deal of credit card debt, but it was in my name. So even though the judge said to split it, it was still my responsibility because the credit card companies don't care what the judge says. And then there were legal fees. It was just so overwhelming. I could not dig myself out of it. And so I ended up having to declare bankruptcy. And it was horrific. It was embarrassing. This is not who I was. And throughout this time and right after it, my mindset was lack. It was fear of debt. It was embarrassment. It was desperation. And my business wasn't growing. And I lived with this constant knot in my stomach of how was I going to support my family? And that's when I first started learning about law of attraction and mindset. I found a book in the library. And at that point, I was literally willing to try anything. And I started following people like Wayne Dyer, Abraham Hicks, Eckhart Tolle, and others in that space who talked about manifesting and law of attraction and mindset. And I learned that it starts with mindset and then taking smart action. But it always has to start with mindset. I want you to hear this. This isn't just about positive thinking. It's about feeling now how you want to feel in the future. And for me, that was confident and calm and having the money I needed to live free of worry. And I worked on this every day. And listen, I'll admit, it's not easy at first. Like, this is a muscle, a mindset muscle you have to build up just like you'd build up any other muscle. And I felt that reality was different than this whole idea of what I wanted to do and who I wanted to be, right? The reality in my head was, this isn't true. You know, the reality was I have lack, but that's not necessarily true. Who you are is who you think you are. I want to say that again. Who you are is who you think you are. And when I stopped and looked at my life in that very moment, I realized everything was fine. I was a great mom. I was a great daughter. I was a great friend, right? Those were the facts of who I was. I needed to stop thinking of myself as a failure, as a loser, as somebody who wasn't successful. I needed to realize who I was a good and powerful person. And that's what I need you to do. When you find yourself fixated on lack or fear, I want you to stop, take a breath, and look at that exact moment. Is everything fine in this moment? The answer is always yes. Allow that moment to expand to a few minutes. And when you do this, you can start breathing. When we're stressed and anxious and scared, we actually hold our breath, right? You can feel it when you get uptight. I need you to breathe. I need you to take a breath, breathe in for 4, hold it for 4, and out for 4. I really need you to focus on the breath. And as you're doing that, I want you to repeat this following phrase. All is well. I am loved. I am safe. My life is abundant. All is well. I am loved. I am safe. My life is abundant. These moments of clarity start growing. And guess what starts to happen? Opportunities start coming to you. People who can help you start showing up, which is exactly what happened for me. The opportunity to be the spokesperson for a large company literally appeared out of nowhere. I hired a coach who helped me create my first online course. And here's why this starts to happen. When you're in a negative, fear-based place, that energy comes off you. You can literally, people can feel it. It's emanating from you. People sense it. As opposed to when you're confident and happy, people sense that as well. They want to collaborate with you. They want to hire you. They want to help you when you are feeling confident and happy. They want to be around you. Think about it like that desperate guy who wanted to date you, right? You could feel his desperation. It was on him like a bad piece of clothing, right? It's not attractive. When you are in that lack space, that negative mindset space, it is coming off you. Those vibes are coming off you and people can sense it. When you are feeling confident and happy and successful, people want to be around you. Like attracts light. So start creating that future you want now. Don't just envision what you want. I want you to literally feel it. My current husband has primary progressive MS. And when he was first diagnosed, we were living in a home that was not accessible at all. And that was another stress point for me. I started to worry about, you know, how we were going to live, right? I started worrying about this so much, but I turned it around. I started feeling how it would be to live in a home where my husband could easily maneuver through, how we would enjoy sitting outside with a glass of wine at our fire pit. I got excited about this perfect home coming. In other words, I changed my feeling of stress and fear and desperation about moving to excitement and happiness and anticipation for this perfect home that was on its way to us. And in doing this, I opened my mind and the universe started delivering big time. One of my clients was getting a divorce and moving, and she commented to me that her home was kind of a weird, funky setup, and she had this mother-in-law place, and it was just really weird. It was going to be hard to find the right family for it. And when she was describing it to me, my jaw literally dropped. It was exactly what we needed, a place for my mom. It was big and open for my husband. It was around the corner from my ex so my kids could walk back and forth. It was literally the perfect place. Now, here's the other thing about mindset and manifesting. You need to be in the room with people who will support you. Remember how I said that desperate negative energy emanates? If someone in your life is constantly coming from a place of lack and fear, how do you think that's going to affect you? You're going to start feeling that way as well. And so when I, even well-meaning people, when I was at my lowest, right, I knew that I still wanted to help people. I wanted to coach. I wanted to get that out there. But I couldn't talk to my family about it because my family was never entrepreneurial. They were solid 9-to-5 people. They made money, a salary, and that's all they could ever do. I couldn't talk to them about that. They didn't get it. I needed to surround myself with other entrepreneurs, other coaches, people who were where I wanted to be and needed to be. I needed that energy from them coming into me. In my program, Confidence Equals Cash, my students support each other in a private group. They talk about their goals and their blocks around achieving them, and we offer support. We listen to each other, we give each other advice, we talk about those money mind blocks, and we help each other get past them. And it's absolutely crucial that you have a clearly defined goal when you are doing this manifesting. The universe can't deliver to you what you haven't specified. Right? A vague goal of having more money doesn't cut it. Why do you want that money? What is it buying you? The money is never the goal. What you do with it is. I want you to hear that. The money saying you want $100,000, that's not the goal. Why do you want that $100,000? What is it going to do for you? What's your powerful why? So for me, when I was flat broke, what I wanted was peace. I wanted the chaos and fear of not being able to provide for my family to end. So I envisioned all of us in our new home, enjoying spending time together and going on vacations. I saw myself easily paying for these things and being at peace. But I want to be really clear here, okay? I've manifested so many things in my life, and literally my friends are like, well, teach me how to manifest winning the lottery. It doesn't work that way because the feeling they're talking about is still lack. The reason they want to win the lottery is to be out of debt. All the universe hears with that is you want more of what you're focused on, which is lack. That's why I manifested the perfect home. I never thought about how inaccessible or, you know, how bad my current home was. I blocked that out. I stopped thinking that way completely. I kept my focus solely on how good our new home felt and how excited I was about enjoying it with my family. I kept my entire focus and my feelings on happiness, peace, excitement, joy, all of that, those feelings about that new home. And that's how it manifested. And I can't even begin to tell you how many things like that have happened in my life, where I've manifested the perfect clients, where I've manifested just everything for my kids, for myself. It's truly incredible. And my kids get it now too, which is awesome. So what is it you want to manifest in 2024? Is it more money? What do you want that money for? A new home? The ability to take a great vacation every year? To hire more staff for your business? Get crystal clear on what it is you want. Find pictures of it. Talk about it as if you already have it to people in your life. Write it down in your journal and write it from the place of already having it. Start feeling now how you'll feel when you start doing it or having it. Then start taking the actionable steps to achieving it, but in a way that's not exhausting, right? I'm not telling you to work 24/7. This should be easy. When you start coming from the place of abundance, from manifesting, from the mindset of you already have it, it's not exhausting. You're going to be working in a way that's smart. Think about every action you take and ask yourself, is this bringing me closer to my goals? If it's not, don't do it. Really think about that goal. And is there a person in your life who's not supportive of your goals? Don't discuss it with them. Now, if your goal for 2024 is making more money in your business and learning a success mindset, I encourage you to get on the wait list for my course, Confidence Equals Cash. This is a course, it's 3 modules where I really dive deep into the money mindset blocks so many women have that are stopping them from growing their business and even their personal finances, and how we can get over them and to create that cycle of abundance, how to roll up our sleeves and really take a look at our finances, where they are, and those success steps to getting to the future of where we want to be. And I'm going to be opening the course again in January. I'm going to put the link in the show notes to where you can sign up, but you can also find it on my site, allison-jacobson.com, under courses. So listen, please hear this. Your success is directly tied to your mindset. Make 2024 the year you decide to step into your success. Take care now. See you soon.